I know it, but McNamara's the only one who said he wouldn't have it.
Well, they didn't want it. Didn't Sarge feel that if it wasn't Bobby, it would be embarrassing for him to have it?
Just the opposite.
You're kidding.
Well, Ken heard him in here yesterday. He said that my information that Bobby wouldn't be strong for him if he didn't get it was completely an error, and that he ought to be if Bobby wasn't. So.
I think that's the one ingredient, frankly, I've been lacking my life. Gall.
Well, now they're all writing, Larry. I don't know how to stop these.
It's awful.
Roland Evans and Kraft. I'm entitled to some loyalty, and you've got to tell me how to do it. And you and Ken get in here and give me. I don't want to start slashing and being wild, but these old friends, they ought to accept the fact after 9 months and give me the loyalty that I gave Kennedy.
Yeah, well, I agree, and I don't know what to do with some of these people because it seems each paper I'm picking up now has got. A tinge of that sort of thing, and
just a few columnists. You take the Evans and Kraft and Doris and Mary, and that's about it.
You'd
be surprised what some of the others say, and if I'd give a little encouragement, I could start a real good brawl between columnists.
Yeah.
But because there are a good many papers that are friendly to me.
Well, Doris, she's concerned about organization. And this morning, she said to me, "Now, damn it, you ought to be over at the National Committee." I said, "Doris, let me get one thing straight right now. I'm a soldier in the ranks, period. I'm on a legislative program, and God, anybody who pays me attention to what goes on in the White House knows what my work is here. And after the legislative program is over, the president will give me my marching orders in the campaign, and I will take those marching orders. Now, God, don't get me in a position where you're going to indicate that, for God's sakes, I'm trying to seek some job at the National Committee, because I'm going to tell you off the record now, I am not interested in any job."
Well, there's somebody
put
that out stuff.
I don't know.
I called in Ken yesterday, and I said, "What about the lack of organization?" He said, "Better than ever had been." I said, "Don't you restate? You told me you did." He said, "Yes, he had." I said, "I thought you told me you'd worked out California. You've been in charge." He said, "Yes." So I called in Cliff, and Cliff showed me that we had talked to 47 delegations and their people about their work twice in the last 2 weeks. And that's damn near every state in the union. And then I sat down and looked at the ones I'd talked to, and I talked to 7 governors last week that had come in here to the White House, and I had 5 additional ones stay all night with me that are Democratic leaders. And I can't tell John Connally what he's going to do in Texas. He's got his organization set up, and he's going to run it. And Frank Morrison said that the first time we're going to carry Nebraska, I don't think we carry it at all. Hughes says that he's ready and going, and we're going to get to 55% of the votes. Now, I don't believe a damn word of it. I'm writing them all off. But in any event, that's what they say. And I think that... I have been to 10 states to make fundraising speeches. I've been in Chicago, and I've been in New York, and I've been in Michigan, and I've been in Minnesota. And since I've been in here just 7 months, so I would think the party and the machinery and everything that we're better shape than we've been in any campaign that I've been in since I've been mature as president. Even Roosevelt's third term. I had to go over and organize that after Wallace got booed over Iowa. They didn't. Pat Drury, Ed Flynn's in New York. Pat Drury is down here, down in Virginia. But I don't think we're in too bad a shape. I think we need some inspirations and some organizations and some directions and pepping them up. But Ken says that they've agreed on state. Now they said, "What have you done to registration?" I said, "By God, I've met about 20 groups here at White House. They bring in one every 2 weeks or so."
Yeah, I know you have.
Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, New York, every damn one of them on these things. And the registration, when I look at it, looks pretty good. Philadelphia, it's running about 60% to about 20%.
Yeah, well, if that's the case in Philadelphia, Bill Green used to always, he told me that after the first 2 years, and I used to go up to speak at his organization from time to time, after the first 2 years of registration, which was on a full-time basis, and when he had...
Organization in Philadelphia, hand it to me. I had it in the things I had over here today.
And he had 36 or 38 full-time employees up there with an annual budget in the city committee of $800,000, and they had full-time registration. And he said that after 2 years of doing that, he and checking it out, they had stayed even.
Well, here's what it is. You want to take the figures right now, write them down. Last week is 67% Democrats, 28,172. Republicans, 12,690, 30.2%. Nonpartisan, 1203, 2.8%. And here's how they're running. Wanamaker's 33 to 13. Strawbridge, 30 to 6. Gimbel's, 38 to 13. Lutton Brothers, 41 to 9. City Hall, 140 to 29. Now, that's just a few samples to show how they're running. But this is last week, July the 27th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They registered 40,000. And I ran 67-30.
Well, I'll say this, that it's the best registration operation I saw in this country, and I covered 41 states in those 2 years.
Well, that's a very encouraging sign, isn't it?
Yep.
67-30?
That's damn good.
Smith thinks it is.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. You get that poverty thing together and so forth. Is Ken around?
No, he's not up here.
All right, I want to talk.
Okay.